Welcome to the Lippis Report.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Lippis Report podcast. I'm Nick Lippis, your host for today's discussion with Sashi Kiran, Senior Manager, Network Systems Solutions Marketing for Cisco Systems. We're talking about a new trend in enterprise networking, which takes integrated networking to the next level by integrating computing and applications into the network fabric. Let me give you a brief intro to the topic before I bring Sashi into the general discussion. Enterprise networks, especially branch office networks, have experienced a level of service integration over the past 5 years that have delivered lower acquisition and operational cost while increasing the number of services available to branch office employees. Branch office routers now include switching, wireless LANs, power over Ethernet, network security, wide area network optimization, VPN, unified communications, and advanced routing, which increase application performance over thin, wide area network links. In short, most of network services found in headquarter facilities are now available in branch offices. The networking industry has started to open up its software in the form of SDKs and APIs. Cisco, Juniper, Extreme, 3Com, and the open source routing initiatives are all allowing developers to write to defined router software interfaces. Now, while this is an important development as it provides a venue for increased innovation in networking, Cisco has taken this activity to a new, higher level by offering Linux and Windows platforms within its integrated services router and wide area application services products, fully leveraging the concept of the network as a platform. We'll focus on the ISR-based solution today. In addition to the technical package of this solution on the integrated services router, called the AXP, or Application Extension Platform, Cisco has developed a business architecture and ecosystem for partners. It's this business architecture and the fact that there are millions of Cisco ISRs in production that makes this approach different from all others. In this Lippis Report podcast, I talk with Sashi Kiran, Senior Manager, Network Systems Solutions Marketing for Cisco Systems, about integrating applications and AXP in particular, and how IT leaders can put this new solution to work in their corporation. But with that said, say hello, Sashi, and welcome to the Lippis Report podcast.
Hi, Nick. It's great to be here. I'm really happy to have this opportunity to talk about branch optimization and one of the newest innovations from Cisco, the application extension platform. Thanks for inviting me.
Excellent. Great, Sashi. I'm glad that you're here. So let's dive right in. Let's describe the integrated application space. It's a new space and the value it delivers to IT leaders.
Sure, Nick. I would be happy to do that. Integrated applications is an evolution of our integrated services story in the branch, which you're familiar with it. So let me try and put it in context first. Today, as far as network and IT infrastructure is concerned, we see the majority of organizations focusing on data center consolidation. They want to centralize their complexity and make it more manageable. Now, this in turn drives branch optimization because you know what? Most organizations simply don't have the IT staff on site to help manage the branch infrastructure. So keeping this in mind, at Cisco over the last few years, we have focused on integrating a lot of these services onto the routers in the branch, and these services are things like unified communications, mobility, security, WAN optimizations, all of which have been sort of blended in. Now, this integrated services concept has really resonated well with our customer base because, you know what, it really has decreased the total cost of ownership significantly. And the biggest proof point has been in the sales. You know, we have sold close to 5 million of these integrated services routers in the last 3 odd years. So the question is, what is next? Our customers wanted to continue to optimize on the branch footprint and drive down costs. So they started telling us, look, we've got these applications running on servers and other devices in the branch, which are loosely coupled with the network, and they're causing us complexity. And it'll be great if we can integrate some of these applications onto the...
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sashi.
And our partners were also telling us the same thing. You know? So we started to explore aggressively on what the best approach is to bring some of these integrated applications onto the platform.
Okay. Now go ahead, Sashi.
You asked about the value to leaders in addition to cost savings. Let's see what the other benefits are. First, it's a greener solution. It consumes less power, requires less truck rolls to the branch. And in many instances, because it leverages the underlying security, WAN optimization, et cetera, it helps with the regulatory compliance as well. And we actually did a cost analysis, and the results are posted in a white paper on the cisco.com/go/AXP website, which I'd encourage your listeners to check out. We're looking at operational savings of at least 30% there, Nick.
Wow. Okay. All right, great. So clearly, you know, the integrated application is kind of the next generation of the ISR. Cisco has done a really great job in kind of integrating a lot of kind of the networking services, security, wide area communications, optimization, unified communications, mobility, so forth and so on. And so now it's really around, can we integrate applications into this platform? So let's talk about it, because the platform is called AXP, as we mentioned before. So what is it? Where is it located? And what other than a processor and storage has Cisco developed to increase its usefulness?
Yeah, Nick, I'm really glad you asked that question. Let me begin with the basics first. For those familiar with the integrated services routers, the AXP is a service module with a Linux-based development environment, which is available in both an AIM or an NME form factor. Now, we have three different flavors of these modules, with the memory going up to 2 gigabytes and nearly 160 gigabytes of hard disk capacity. Now, this is the hardware. And then there is a hardened Linux Cisco OS running on it with extensible Cisco iOS-like CLI and a Linux virtual engine, which is capable of